Yashodanandana braja janaranjana
Yashodanandana braja janaranjana
Yamuna tera vanachari
Yamuna tera vanachari
Yamuna tera vanachari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate 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 Vasudevaya
Chapter 14, text number 13. The Shisa Chant, the Shisan Shijir. Aprakasho pravritischa Brahmado moha eva cha Tamasietani jayante Vivride kurunandana. Aprakasho pravritischa Brahmado moha eva cha Tamasetani chayante Vivride kurunandana
Shisan怠惰和黑暗要指没有启发并没有知识在愚昧形态中的人不会按照规范性原则工作他们的活动纯粹性质所致并无目的即使有能力工作他们也不会努力这就称为幻觉虽然知觉仍旧继续活跃但生命则暮气沉沉上述一切就是一个人在愚昧形态中所有的征候
Oma gyanatamirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chatsur militanyena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manubhistam stapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakadamayam tadati svapadantekam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamstya Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajevam Sarvayatam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanitamstya Hey Krishna Karana Sindhu Dhinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanustate Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Lord Krishna is explaining about the different modes of nature. We have heard about the mode of goodness and how all the gates of the body are full of knowledge. And how people are conditioned to happiness. And how people in the mode of passion have a lot of desire and they make great efforts to satisfy their senses. And now we're hearing about the mode of ignorance. In the mode of ignorance, the mode of ignorance is just the opposite from the mode of goodness. In the mode of goodness, people are regulated in their activities. In the mode of ignorance, people are very unregulated. In the mode of goodness, people work with knowledge to achieve something worthwhile. But in the mode of ignorance, people don't even want to work. They could work, they have a healthy body, but they don't want to do it. And they are addicted to unclean habits. They have no knowledge, they're just simply in ignorance. And their ignorance is like a type of madness. There are many crazy people in the world. If you ever have to go to America, you'll be surprised how many crazy people are in America. When I was a devotee in America, we used to go for book distribution in the streets of New York. And it is just amazing that how many people are on the streets and they're just crazy. Not just in New York, in many cities all over America.
不光是在美国的纽约，还在美国的其他城市都是这个样子。
Why are they crazy?
为什么他们这么疯狂?
Because they were so because their desire for sense gratification was so strong, it made them crazy.
因为他们感官上的欲望是如此的强烈，所以使他们变得非常的疯狂。
Material world is. The people in the material world, their lives are simply based on sense gratification. And to satisfy their senses, they will do all kinds of things like drugs. And then when they get drugs and intoxicated, then they will do many other things. They will steal, they will break things. Sometimes people will even commit suicide.
在那个喝吃了吸毒麻醉了之后，他们就做很多恐怖的事情，像他们偷东西啊，或者打碎东西啊，或者甚至去自杀。
So this is all because they have the very strong desire, burning desire. They must satisfy their senses.
这个现象呢，就是由于他们有很强烈的愿望，想满足他们感官的需求而导致。
And that means basically four activities: illicit sex, gambling, meat eating, and intoxication.
而这些事情就是我们常说的四项的基本原则所要避免的，就是。吃鱼肉蛋呐、啊，麻醉呀、啊，赌博啊，非法性生活。
This is what if people don't get these things, and even when they get them, they become mad.
这些人即便是得到了这些东西以后，他们就变得疯狂。
If they don't get it, they become mad, and when they do get these things, they become even more mad.
当他们得不到这些东西的时候，他们变得疯狂；当他们得到了这些东西，他们变得更疯狂。
Prabhupada compares this desire for sense gratification. He said it's like a person who has got a fever.
还把它比喻成人们感官上的这种欲望，就好像是一个人得了发烧。
There's a nice story. We will tell you a nice story. Everybody listen carefully.
我现在顾着要讲一个很好的故事，大家每个人都认真听哦。
So the one man with a big house and his wife and his maid in the house. They both had a fever. One man, he has got a very big house and he lives in the house with his wife.
有一个人他一个很大的房子，他就和他的妻子居住在这个大房子里面。
And they have one maid, a 保姆。
他们有一个保姆。
So one day, the man's wife and the 保姆, they both got fever.
但有一天呢，这个保姆和这个人的妻子都得了发烧，都开始发烧。
So the man went and brought the doctor, called the doctor to his house.
于是这个人就叫了一个医生去他家里。
First, the doctor checked his wife.
首先那个医生就按他妻子的脉搏。
And then he checked the maid, the 保姆。
然后他就按这个保姆的脉。
And the doctor said, he said, your wife, she's just got a little fever, no big problem, she'll be all right tomorrow.
这个医生就说你的妻子没什么大问题，她就是得了一点小感冒，一会儿就好了。
But he said the maid, she's got a very serious fever. You have to be very careful. You have to give her medicine. You have to let her take rest for a week.
那他说这个保姆的她的这个病啊很严重，你们得马上要给她吃药来照顾。
So when the man's wife heard this, the man's wife said, why? Why is it like this? I am his wife.I should have a more fever than her. She's only the maid.
这个时候呢，这个妻子听到这句话以后呢，就很不理解。她说：“为什么我是这个人的妻子？我应该得到的，我的发烧应该更厉害一些。为什么是这个女仆呢？”
No, she. The woman was thinking. You know, she was not thinking. I'm lucky. I've only got a little fever. She wanted to have more fever.
所以这个妻子是。他根本没想到什么是叫发烧，他觉得他应该比这个女仆要多一点发烧才对，而且没想到他应该少一点，很幸运的要少一点。
This is typical of the modern world.
这就是典型的这个世界现在的状况。
If somebody is a little mad, we want to be more mad than them.
当有的人有一点点疯狂的时候，我们希望比他更疯狂。
And that comes. This is the desire for sense gratification.
这就是感官享乐的欲望。
Desire for sense gratification is madness.
这个感官享乐的欲望宗教就是疯狂。
Because when we desire sense gratification, we do sinful activities.
因为为了满足这个感官的需求，我们就会做罪恶的事情。
And when we do sinful activities, then we get sinful. We get reactions.
当我们做罪恶的事情的时候，就会有罪恶的反应。
We suffer.
我们因此而受苦。
Just like, you know, if you steal, you do some crime, the police will come and arrest you, you'll be punished.
就像我们，如果我们犯罪，我们去偷东西，警察就会把我们抓起来的，惩罚我们。
Of course, we may be able to escape.
当然，我们有可能逃走。
But you cannot escape Krishna's policeman.
但是我们永远逃不过 Krishna 的警察。
Krishna knows everything we are doing.
Krishna 知道我们所做的一切。
And he gives us reactions for all of our sins.
他就给我们要所有我们所活动的一切反应。
And the result of these reactions causes us to take another birth in the material world.
这个罪恶的反应就使得我们不得不在物质世界接受另一具躯体。
This is madness.
这是疯狂。
We want to take another body in the material world. We must be crazy.
如果我们还想在这个地球上接受另外一个躯体的话，这实际上是一种疯狂。
To take another birth in the material world means you have to take birth again.
因为在物质世界再接受一个躯体，意味着我们必须得再次投生。
That is not a very nice situation.
这个不是一个好的状况。
The child or any living entity, the conditions are put in. Say you have to take birth as a chicken.
比如说我们的会可能要做投生为一只小鸡娃。
You have to. You're born in, inside an egg.
你就诞生在一只鸡蛋里面。
And then one day you manage to break out of the egg.
然后有一天你就努力的挣扎的把这个蛋壳给敲碎。
You learn to walk a little bit.
然后你开始学着慢慢弹性的走路。
But as soon as the chicken gets big, then they cut the head off.
但是当你刚刚长大了一点，马上头就被砍掉了。
Become someone's supper.
我们马上就成为了别人的晚餐。
You have to take that just to take birth as a chicken, very dark, horrible.
所以，如果我们诞生为一只小鸡，这个命运可真是很恐怖的。
Even to take birth as a human being is not very nice.
即便我们再次投生为人，也不是一个好事情。
A child has to spend so many months in the womb.
这个小孩子不得不在这个母亲的子宫里要待上好几个月。
He's crushed up, bent over.
然后他在那里不断的缩在那里，之后还反出来。
Sometimes the mother drinks something hot and burns the baby.
有时候妈妈喝了一点烫的东西，就会把那个小孩烫着。
Sometimes the mother takes spicy food and the spices burn the soft skin of the baby.
那如果妈妈吃那个有香料的食物的话，就会那个香料就会刺激这个小孩的身体，柔软的身体。
And then finally, after many months, then the child forces his way out of the womb.
然后再过几个月以后，这个小孩子就不得不努力的从他的妈妈肚子里蹦出来，自己蹦出来。
When you give birth, the mother suffers pain.
当我们在生产孩子的时候，妈妈要受苦。
But the baby suffers more.
但是那个小孩子是受苦了更多。
And the child in the womb prays to Krishna, please let me out of this condition. I will certainly worship you.
其实小孩子在妈妈肚子里都是在很痛苦的，他就会向 Krishna 祈祷 ，Krishna 呀，我在这里太痛苦了，请让我出去吧，我一定会崇拜你的。
But then when the child gets out of the womb, then everybody's going, oh, so nice baby.
但是当小孩一出来以后，大家都看到这个小孩说：“哦，这么可爱的小孩哟。”
And then the baby forgets the suffering.
然后这个小孩就会忘去他所受到的痛苦。
And the baby starts to enjoy the world.
然后这个小 baby 就开始来享受这个物质世界。
But suffers a lot.
但是又会受很多苦。
The child cannot speak, so he cannot tell the mother when he's hungry or what he wants to do.
但他这个小孩子在成长的过程中，他因为他不会说话，所以他不能告诉妈妈他现在很饿了，所以他在那里哭。
The child has to learn to walk and talk.
他不得不学会走路啊，还学会说话。
He has to go through all the troubles of going to school and education again.
他还不得发很多很多的麻烦和痛苦，他去学校里接受教育。
And then they grow up, then they have to go to work.
然后刚刚结束学业以后又得去工作
working all day
每天整天的日夜的工作
and before they know it then okay you're retired now we don't want you anymore
然后当他工作到一定的时候公司就在说现在你退休了我们不需要你了
and you're left to sit at home
你就不得不待在家里坐着
watch TV
看电视
and wait for death to come
就在那里家里等死
And take him, then take another
one. 然后再去投生，再去接受另一个躯体。
So this material life is a mode of ignorance.
所以这种物质主义的生活实际上完全处在黑暗之中。
People have no purpose in their life.
因为人们在他们的生命中没有任何的目标。
Only meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex.
只会从事这罪恶的思想活动，吃肉、喝酒、与夫妻是麻醉品、赌博。
And this is just simply causing them to take a miserable body.
这一切都是使他们再次接受一个非常痛苦的生活。
Krishna explains, if you die in the mode of ignorance, then you become an animal in your next life.
Krishna 梵歌里解释说，如果一个人他死在愚昧的黑暗中的话，愚昧形态中，他肯定会接受一个动物的躯体。
In the animal body, people may think, oh, an animal body is very nice. The animals have a good time.
有人可能会认为动物还蛮好的，这个躯体，因为动物它玩得很开心的。
Yeah, when Prabhupada was in America.He said, Prabhupada was telling the people, the young people, he said, you may become a dog in your next life.
Prabhupada 在美国的时候，他告诉有些年轻人说，你可能在下一生会投生为一只狗。
But then the young man said, well, dogs, they have a good time, they're enjoying.
但是那个人却说，狗挺好的呀，他们玩得很开心的。
So Prabhupada said, all right, then you have my blessings, you can become a dog.
然后王爸就等于说好的现在我就你得到了我的祝福你下一次成为一只狗
But actually an intelligent person will understand that a dog is not a very good body
但是一个有智慧的人绝对肯定知道一个狗并不是一个好的躯体
Animals do not have the facility of human beingsAnimals live in fear. They're always afraid who's coming, who's going to attack them, who's going to beat them. In animal life, they have not got intelligence to understand or to inquire about life.
因为在一个人处在动物的躯体之中的时候，他没有足够的智慧去询问这个生命的目标。
And if people live like animals in this life, then they will become animal in the next life.
如果人们在这一生就像动物一般的活着，他下一生肯定会投生为动物。
So we should be careful. We should not allow ourselves to live in the mode of ignorance.
所以我们应该很小心，不要让我们生活在愚昧形态的控制之中。
We should try to live in the mode of goodness.
我们应该努力的试图生活在善良形态之中。
Try to keep ourselves out, keep ourselves away from the influence of these modes of passion and ignorance.
在这个三个形态愚昧形态的这个影响之下，我们应该总是保持的警醒，不要受到影响。
So Lord Krishna is explaining all of these things in Bhagavad Gita for our benefit. He wants us to understand.
Krishna 在《佛家梵歌》中解释了所有这些知识，为了就是让我们能明白这一切。
Human life is valuable.
一个人类的形体是非常有价值。
But if we think life is just meant for sense gratification, just to eat and fill the belly, then that is madness.
但如果一个人活着，他只是以为他的生命就是为了满足感官，去满足他的口腹之欲，那实际上这是疯狂。
Some people say, beg, borrow, or steal, but get whatever you want to enjoy.
Beg,
borrow, or steal.
有人说乞讨、借贷，或者是偷窃。
And get whatever you want to enjoy your sense.
通过这一切，你们去得到自己想要的一切，再过去享受。
This is madness.
这实际上是疯狂的想。
They're thinking that life is finished with the body.
因为他们认为他们的生命就会随着躯体的终结而终结。
But they live in misery in this life, and in the next life they live in more misery.
但是结果是他们在这一生活得很痛苦下一生也会痛苦而且越来越痛苦
Just like I told this story about the three benedictions Oh, maybe I didn't tell it here. Maybe another place I told it. So that there's a, the astrologer came to the village, and four people came to get benedictions, blessings from the astrologer.
有一个天象星象学家，他来到了一个村庄，有四个人就来到这个星象学家面前，想寻求他的祝福。
So the first person was the king's son, a prince. So the astrologer told the prince, said, "May you live forever."
当时第一个来的人呢，是一个国王的儿子，一个王子。于是那个星象学家就祝福他说，愿你能够长命百岁，永远的活下去。
And then the second person came was a sage. He'd been living in the forest with his son. He'd been doing great austerity in the forest, just living off wild fruit and vegetables. And the sage, the astrologer told him, "May your death come soon."
那么第二个人呢，是生活在一个森林里面的一个圣者，他过着非常苦行的生活，吃的都是野草野果。 这个时候，这个星象学家就祝福他说：“愿你的死亡早日来临。”
The third person came was a butcher's son.
那第三个人呢，是一个屠夫的儿子。
So the astrologer told him, "Don't live, don't die."
那这个屠夫的儿子来了寻求祝福的时候，星象学家就告诉他说：“你既不要活着，也不要死去。”
So they said, "What is it? What are you talking about?" They said, "This is very strange. We cannot understand. Please explain these benedictions."
所以他们都不能明白这是什么祝福啊，他们不明白。
So the astrologer said, "The king's son, he's very rich. He has a lot of money and power. He can do whatever he likes."
于是星象学家就解释说，这个国王的儿子他非常的富裕，他有很多的这些设施可以享受。
But because he has so much money and power, he does so many bad things. He doesn't do good things. When he dies, he will suffer for all of this. So I have blessed him. Don't die.
所以我就祝福他说不要死去。
Because when you die, all of your enjoyment will be finished. You have to suffer.
因为当他一死了以后，他所有的享受都会结束，而痛苦全部来临。
Then the second person was the sage with his son living in the forest. They were not doing any harm for anyone.
第二个来的人呢，是一个圣人和他的儿子，他们在森林里居住着，没有对任何人造成任何的伤害。
So when the sage dies, the next life he'll get a very good life.
那当这个圣人如果死去的话，他的下一生会得到一个非常好的生活。
So I have blessed him. May your death come soon, because you will get next life. You will get a very good birth.
所以这个星象学家祝福他说，愿你早日死去，因为你的下一生会得到非常好的投生。
But the butcher's son, he is every day killing the animals.
但是这个屠夫的儿子，第三个人呢，是每天都在杀动物。
So he's living in hell.
所以他实际上是活在地狱之中。
And when he dies, he will go to hell.
而当他死去的时候，他也要去地狱。
So I have blessed him. Don't live and don't die.
所以星象学家就祝福他说，你既不要生，也不要死。
But for devotee, every day they eat Krishna prasadam, chant Hare Krishna.
但对于奉献者来说，他们每天都在唱诵 Hare Krishna， 每天在荣耀 Krishna prasadam.
And when they die, they will go to be with Krishna and chant Hare Krishna and eat prasadam.
但他们死了以后，他们就会和 Krishna 一起，仍旧在唱诵 Hare Krishna， 荣耀 prasadam.
So for a devotee, it doesn't matter if they live or die.
所以对一个奉献者来说呢，他们既不在乎生，也不在乎死。
Because we live with Krishna now, and when we leave this world, we go to be with Krishna.
因为当我们现在和 Krishna 生活在一起的时候，我们死去了以后也会和 Krishna 在一起。
你相信？ Vilasini?
相信。
跟 Krishna 过上好啊！
我要你，为什么？
好，你们有问题吗？
有没有问题？大家
有问题就问了吗？今天公路是搭上了吗？
因为
加点时间，有什么问题都可以问的。现在没有什么灵修上的书本上的自己的问题，有什么疑难都要咨询咕噜，他要为我们解疑难。
咕噜，那吃肉是愚昧形态的，对吧？
嗯、
吃肉啊，是愚昧形态的。
吃肉是愚昧形态，肯定。Yeah.
那查春雅吃肉，要说他是善良形情欲形态还是混合的
呢 ？Yeah, but.Although, they eat meat, but they also eat themselves to eat the animal. They don't eat the animal. They eat the animal. They eat the animal.
Yes.
Wild animals. So they eat the animal, they can eat the meat. I have a question. Of
course,
Kshatriya has a reward. Because you see that Krishna Shalya,时光的故事的那边有一个故事关于一个 Kshatriya 他的名字我忘记了 he was sleeping in the cave and then Krishna woke him up
有一个 Kshatriya 他睡在山洞里 Krishna 后来把他唤醒了
and then no Krishna didn't wake him up a demon woke him up and then when he opened his eyes he burned that man to ashes
对啊那个其实不是 Krishna 唤醒他是 Krishna 让了一个恶魔走进这个山洞里面那个恶魔把他惊醒了于是他一睁开眼睛他用他的眼光就把这个恶魔杀死了
So that Kshatriya he had been resting for a long time
这个 Kshatriya 他睡了很长时间
So it's described there in the Krishna book that because he was a Kshatriya because he killed animals he was going to have to wait till his next life to go back to Godhead he wouldn't go back to Godhead in this life
所以在书上解释就是说因为他这个 Kshatriya 他吃了肉所以他在下一生还不能这一生他不能回归神手他必须得等到下一生
He would have to take birth in a family of Vaishnavas
他必须要投身在一个 Vaishnava 的家庭
And there he could prepare to go back to God
那样他就能够准备回归神手
那为什么那些人会处在愚昧形态呢
什么人
就是愚昧形态
That's their karma because they have associated with the mode of ignorance. They like sinful activities. Some people like to go to the bar and drink. Some people are very happy to be in the casino all night.
Casino?
赌场
有
的人喜欢赌场赌博
他们可以画全部一个晚上，每天晚上他们在赌场里面，每天都从晚到早，他们都在赌场里面。他们不喜欢白天的时间，就喜欢在赌场。有的人他们白天他们都睡觉，到那个酒吧打开，他们到酒吧喝酒，希望这样的生活。所以他们，在愚昧心态，他们自己选择，他们有自由。当然他们有机会如果他们有奉献式的人死他们可以离开
那像他们遗忘了 Krishna 这是不是 Krishna 的意愿呢
不是 Krishna 给他们自由 Krishna 不能强迫他们
那 Krishna 不是说所有的记忆跟遗忘都是来自于他们
对按照他们希望做什么 Krishna 安排不是 Krishna 强迫他们是按照他们的欲望是什么
那这个会不会是 Krishna 会给他们
样子因为他们不想记忆 Krishna 他们没有这样的欲望所以 Krishna 给他们机会做感官生物以后他们受苦的时候他们在想因为他们还没准备回归灵性世界，他们觉得这个物质世界，我们还有肯定有感官生活，肯定有真的快乐的生活，不是？ after some time, after many experiences, bitter experiences of suffering, then they can come to understand there's no happiness. Sometimes, you know, we're thinking, well, I wasn't happy this time, but you know, I'm not happy here in this city, Nanning, but if I go to another city, I'll be happy.
有时候我们会有的想，哎呀，我在这里不开心，我不喜欢南宁这个城市，我要找另外一个城市我才开心。
I'm not happy with this place, but if I go to another place, I'll be happy.
我不喜欢这个地方，我另外找个地方我才能高兴。
But wherever we go, our mind goes with us.
但是无论我们去哪里呢，我们心意总是跟着我们。
Our desires go with us.
我们的欲望也跟着我们。
We have to change the desire.
我们得改变我们的欲望。
We have to want Krishna.
我们得想要 Krishna.
It's not the place. It's not just the It's not just the place, but it's our own mental, our own consciousness.
所以并不是这个环境的问题，而是我们这个知觉和心态的问题。
We have to purify the consciousness.
我们得净化这个心知觉。
By chanting.
我问这个问题就是说，像我这样这个群体病患者比较多，这时候我们也是比较，可以说比较严重的地方。那时候现在还是处在一个病患当中，服务做的话也还不多。如果像我这个群体。
He said because she has many disease and a lot of strong and cannot do so many service.
Mm-hmm.
So after death, can she go back to your Godhead?
Yeah, because you can do the most important service, to chant Hare Krishna. And you can hear about Krishna. This is service. You can do that service, chanting and hearing, remembering Krishna. So Krishna has given you this sickness to put you in this position. That you have to concentrate more on hearing and chanting and remembering. Shantirupa. Because he has many diseases and a lot of strong, and can cannot do so many service, so after death can he can she go back to your Godhead?
欣赏的、
对，
我们就加一些是可以的，但是要找一个度数，不要过分。
还有一个就说摘花分上午摘或者下晚上摘会有业报吗？有区分吗？早上摘和晚上摘？
You pick the flowers in the morning or in the evening?
没有分别。
晚上吃完饭了就出去。
不是，现在会场也是满足我们的要求，所以现在南宁的花越来越多。你是鸡蛋花？啊，因为我们有这个愿望啊，我们要跟着毕士兰花，我们希望有啊有很多很多的鸡蛋花，现在真的就有那么多。
我看了，
是我们有这个愿望。
今天啊，看了很多。
啊，
嗯，
越摘它开的越多。
你不摘它还是
不？不是摘
它不开那么多。
不是摘是一定要摘的，但是就说要注意保护它。
最好
又别给人家看到我们，哎呀，整
最好我们如果一个风险是有一点 too deep， 我们可以自己种我们的，那是最好。如果一个人有一块 too deep， 我们可以种那个一些花，这样方便了。因为我们不知道以后咱们，当然这个时候我们可以去用他们的花。也是我们不知道没意思。
用可以用的，因为他那个花也是会是来要我们去摘苹果来供奉的。但是主要就是说人要注意，人家外面街上人就不见到我们老是一批人把所有的花都摘光去，人家就会觉得你这批人是什么人。所以我们要注意，
对，你是要
站在人家别人的角度来想一想，就注意一下就好了。
对，注意，
是啊，不要集中几个人，就分散一点。
偷第一次的呀，第一次偷花的时候啊，很恐怖的，那个心脏跳砰砰砰砰，平时这里还有痛，就千万没有人过来最好，再快快点就跑，做小偷不好。
在南宁生活以后会越来越多。
奉献是在全世界，他们都有这样的故事，关于抽花。
他们都是抽花的。
是你第一个带领我。我们抽花的时候，第一次去偷的时候，那个脚被抵住了，是不是我们也像那个花顶败了，才去请他回来。
是啊，
你摘花吧，我有这种感觉。
是吗？
就有什么感觉？就是
有时候
我因为我采的花嘛，都是全开好那种，就是那半开那种，我一般我都不要。但是这个就全开这个花嘛，你就说我采完，你就心里想，我采完这张都走，我马上那朵它又争先恐后的，还要上会那这里来，我都有这种感觉。
我是有这种感觉，但是就
是
是
啊，这花也愿意上这里来。
那当然啦，他拿这里了以后，
我把它摘的时候，我就说，哎，鲜花，我把你请到那个什么。
花也是很幸运的，花能够供奉给贵西来，花
也
很幸运。
他
也
愿意，哇，特别愿意的哈，特别愿意来。
所以占很多。
OK， Hare Krishna， Srila Prabhupada Ki，
Srila Prabhupada Ki。